kilo shuyari and a kevah shirosh. Shirosh and a kevah shashuyah. Leva mas decent the local rabbi, the tanya, a reason also, malamish and makvin to have zed to be rabbi. The chachamim omri may makvin. My time of the rabbi that siv, hakonof, min konof, uksiv, sil to chelis. Amrachmono, a reason also. Adika tarvayu, bechat, need lovin' and chelis. What does lovin' mean? Lovin' doesn't mean painted white. The mashmot of lovin' just means min hakonof. What do you mean min hakonof? What garment is chayim in the horizon? So Rashi jumps and says min konof. I'm a lovin'. And why is it called lovin'? The rov talitha shall pish the name of Levonos. The whole new world. Most talis are made from linen, and linen is white. So therefore the word lovin is a code word, which means the type of string is the same as the type of the garment. Now, what about cotton? Well, we'll get to that later. As according to many sheetahs, other begotten aside from Sam and Pishtim are not chayiv at all, Medam Menatar. So we thought, well, assuming that might be maybe true, so love on and it's Pishta. Same thing. And white doesn't really mean white, it's just a code word. That's what it boils down to. So fine. So you have to have a konof and konof, which is what we call love on, which is two linen strings. Well, some number of linen strings. We'll sift silt to chelet, which of course, chelet by definition is blue wool, daska wool. From Rachmana, we said also, adika tarvayo b'chad, also is lashon yachid. The reason also is a combination of the wool and the linen, the blue and the white, and therefore the makan teza. Rabbanan, we said also, kochad v'chudei mashma. Kochad v'chudei. To survive, loving without chelet, and chelet without loving. That's the first sugya in the paragraph scale. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Tchelas ene ma'chevet zel lover." Yafagav the mitzvah that says tchelas based chutim b'tzidus, because the mafarish will come on. So the first chiddush of Rashi is that tchelas is two chutim. Two out of how many? Two out of four. No, two out of four. Because four, eight is four doubled over. I feel the okay, ain't the ma'akev is there. The oven are ba'atan, right? Chelas or are ba'atan lovan, yot. Supposed to be two and two, two blue and two white, we'll call it, two blue wool and two white, presumably linen. But if you only had all four white, all four chelas, it's good. So Rashi over here, in effect, it's telling us a double chiddush. Number one, I mean, chiddush, I mean, it depends if you think it's obvious, but it may not be obvious. Rashi is telling us, number one, that no matter what, you have to have four strings. Four times two is eight. And Rashi is telling us, out of those four, half is chiddush. It's a double portion, huh? Well, you saw the big tarsus is not pushed at all. Not at all. Tosa suggests the Torah requires two lovan and two tcheles, and we pass in tcheles ha-makev as a lovan. So great, save money. I don't have any tcheles. What we have to do is put in two strings of lovan, and that's all. That's it. That's all. So it starts off by saying, "Mashmal lechora the ends of ma'akev hazeh shem hitol shnei chutim min echad yotzim." Tefillin shiyad, tefillin shirosh. Ava b'kuntri says no, I have to have four. Chenan and Nogin. I go to a complicated riot back and forth in the sugya on that mem. That, as far as that chiddush of Rashi is concerned. As far as the other chiddush, that half the strings have to be made from tchelet. There's a famous Rambam that disagrees. In Perek Aleph and Ichos Tittis, Halachavav, Rambam says, V'yiyye echad mishmon achutim chutkeles ha-shiv olivonim. Not 4 and 4, but 7 and 1. The Raivin is the third sheeta. Tosu zeh. El ha-shnayim shol tcheles v'ashish olivonim. How many out of the 8 have to be tcheles? Either 1, 2, or 4. Rambam says 1, the Raivin says 2, and Rashi Tosu say 4. Basics. That's what the words of the Torah mean. Halacha l'maisa. For those who claim to have found tcheles, how many strings do they put in? I can imagine there should be 3 different versions of tcheles to Gesittis now. The Rambam, the Raivin, and the Tosfos. Six. Risamas. So, fine. It's interesting, just to give you an example, how these things can filter down halacha l'maisa, some of these theoretics. I saw in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, saw a case of someone who's on Shabbos, he finds out that something is missing from his one of the strings fell off. Kavod Abrius is involved. Tamchinen Ashita Shesover Lobinan Rak Achutin Shebeshul Alava. How do you like that? This law, which the Tosfos suggests, is enough to have a total of 2 strings, so the Bilak actually quotes it. As a tzad lahot, the Rishon covered up Bris, the Malkum covered up Bris. Made it into print, into the Shulchan Aruch, into the Shulchan Aruch page. That's not upside. She says, "Chuy of the garment." Okay. Now, Rabbi Osan. There's a famous Nativ. If you have a chance, you should look at it and see if you can figure it out. I'm not sure if I have figured it out, but something to for you. Chance to look at it. Simon Neshulta, Simon Kufkov Zion, Sifkotten Yud Aleph. Said the Gemara to the Farish, in discussing what it means, was what Nachman says there, for the love and mark of Chelet, for the Chelet's mark of love. So we see the possibility, at least in theory exists, maybe even in practice, that you can have all love and all Chelet. That's a simple read, right? The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Flamet Chayas Simen Aleph. I'm reading it from the Nativ. This Rashi and Tos learn as 2 and 2. Hasugim Mukhra to Rashi v'Tosfos. Tamitzu Shnei Chutim Tchelet. Tragmar Mafarsh that it's not Tchelet in a Makamas Halav, the love of Makamas Tchelet. The Rabbon and the Revi. Kimashmo? The Olav and Otchelet Kasha? Or the Eger Tchelet Gamkin Bechlal Titus, the Mishamachi Kasha will Olav and Klal, O Shia Dalakut et Tchelet. Visa Chutachut Tchelet. Eino Ela Echot. Hamashlim et Halav and Shita Sarambam. Im kein eino bichlal titis below lovon. According to the Rambam, the blue string is just to wrap around. It's 1 out of 8. Veheich ev shalom atcheles kosher below lovon. How's it possible? The gami ev shalashlume sheikul atcheles. You can't have one. Well, one string's going to be good. That's the cloud crazy. One string, string it down. Follow me. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's 2 and 2. I can see. I can imagine to have way you saw Tyson suggests, to have a total of two. Total of two strings that are sticking down. Or four white or four blue. That's fine. All this makes sense. But according to the Rambam, that all you have is one out of eight, so how's it going to hang down a half a string? The Gavir shall Ashlum Eshe Kula Tchelet. I have to have eight strings of Tchelet. No, that's what I would have thought. No, can't be. Why? Here's the tricky part. Ach Ashlum Atzinu B'Iker HaMitzah Shei Tchelet Titzit El Eshe Hu HaKorek Es HaTitzit Um Ashlimah. According to the Rambam, it's inconceivable, says in the Tziv, that you'd be able to have eight blue strings. Because blue is not the color. Blue wool is not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about lovin. Lovin, of course, means the min hakonah. And according to the Rambam, only Tamer Pishnim is the Oraisa. So you have to be very careful. So what do you mean? If you're talking about Tamer, the Tchelet is min konah. So presumably what he's talking about over here is Pishnim. If you have a linen garment, thousands of the tzibbets, inconceivable to fear Rambam, that you should be able to be yose with exclusively chutet tzemer tzchelet. Inconceivable. What? Right. No, it's not loving because it's not the minute, it's a garment of Pishna. The mission is what? A love at chelet ainam akevas. A love, a love ainam akevas at chelet. Right. So. Why you have to love it? What's the chelet? It's all the chelet. Why is it love? And love, and we said before, is the min hakanach. And it's... No, that's what I'm saying. So the tip is not so clear, but the chor, the only have to mean in this case is in the case where the garment is made from linen. Right, okay. So we agree, okay. But the chor, what the key situation is going to be, is it conceivable that you have a linen garment, right? And you have eight strings of blue wool. The shayach or not shayach, according to the Rambam. And the Gemara, the mission is a loven ena ma'akev as a tchelet. You can have tchelet working without loven. So what's the case? It can't be a case of wool, because wool... Tchelet is also wool. The whole afternoon and this whole pilpul is if it's garment made from linen. Sounds like the Tziv is saying it's not shayach to have tchelet work without love. On the simplest level, tchelet is only one string. That's bechlal not shayach. Elamai have eight strings. Have eight strings of blue wool on the garment of linen. So I would have thought it would work. I thought it would be great. I may not only think. But then it says it can't be. And I'm reading you his words. The guy miyav shal ha-shlumi she-yekul ha-tchelet. Acha shalom atzinu b'yikir ha-mitzah she-yetchelet tzitzis ele she-hu ha-korach es ha-tzitzis u-mashlimam. That's normal. Normally, you take one string of tchelet and you wrap it around the seven of what we call lavan. But who said it's inconceivable to have eight strings all made from blue wool? Why is it so inconceivable? But the tzitzit is inconceivable. It's not the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is love, and there's no such mitzvah as tchelet. It's not a separate mitzvah. Ela boru karashi v'toysi v'tchelet shnei chutim v'ench shnei chut elovan ken v'mele the tchelet gam ken v'chal tzitzit gam v'im devinan shei onof kalovan. We'll get to that a little later. But what do with the Rambam? Rabbeinu Shlomo the Rambam. And he brings it into the Tziv is Gevaldik. He starts bringing Raya from one Rambam after another. So he runs into trouble. That's why he has to open up the Rambam at the beginning of Sichos Tzitzis. He quotes one after another. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. That's an interesting Raya that the Tziv brings. city's own. The Mechararah is as follows. V'atcheles en amakev es alovon, v'alov en amakev es atcheles. Ketat, harei she'en lo tcheles, osa lovon levada. Now how should he have ended? If you were the rabbi, how would you end? How would you end? No, you know already about Hebrew. Again. En lo tcheles, osa lovon levada. So how should you end? En lo lovon, osa tcheles. No, Rav doesn't say that. Doesn't say it. What does it say? V'cheinim osa lovon tcheles, v'nifzik alovon, v'nismar arakonov, v'nishav tcheles, levada koshim. Famous figure of Gardumin, which we'll get to tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. So why did the Rambam just say it the same way? It's a good deal. But this is based on the deal that says in the Siv. It can't be. You can't have only Tchelet. Impossible. Impossible. It's against the Kesef of Mishnah. Kesef of Mishnah, Lacha Yitzches, right, Kolshkein, the love of the Zanaka the Tchelet. Because the Tchelet is the Ikar Mitzvah. That's why they fit out. It's a very long Kesef of Mishnah. In Sugiv Gadumim Perak Ahalochi Yipen. Says in the Siddur Ketz of Mishnah is completely incorrect. Incorrect. And there's another Rambam in Halacha Tet. Halacha Tet. Ha'ol Salavim Below Tcheles. And it goes your whole story. Never tells you Ha'ol Tcheles Below Lavim. And the how-to of the Rambam. How do you do it? How-to of Maimonides. How do you make it? It gives you how to make love without tchelis. Never gives you how to make tchelis without love. It's another right. Only one problem. It's against the Mefurish Rambam. Black on white. Mamish. Not even blue on white. Black on white. That's in Halacha Hey. Rambam writes as follows. The last line. V'alovesh talas sheyesh balovon o tchelis. Oh, Shnam Kiyachos, Harekiyah Mitzvah Sayachos. No. What can I tell you, Rabbi Sack? Even more befairish than that? Love on Old Chalice. How can you get around that one? It's like I'm a foolish of Rambam, black on white, that Chalice along without loving is good. It gets everything we said until now. Only one way out of that one. No, what's the way out? Tall sofa, I don't know, tall sofa. So the Tziv claims that the word O was a tall sofa. It should say, instead of the word O, catch this now, Bli. Instead of Aleph Vav, it should be Beis Lamed Yud. Okay, that's it. We don't have the Franco Rambam, so we can't know if there's any such a manuscript. That's it. You're supposed to be expert in manuscripts. It must be a telescope. I don't know. I don't know. I have a problem with a different Rambam. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. But Rambam says, Umao lasas chute tzemeh b'ksushal pishtan, or chute pishtan b'ksushal tzemeh, Afa pishu love and levada below tchelas. Bidenu shem mutter. Shashat is mutter v'lin yantitit. Shere tchelas temu uvan matil also with the pishta. Neymar also, okay? Shere ef shalas of a love and shalom imino. Ef shal akayim shneim. I got the impression that it was not for the problem of Kalayim that you could use exclusively Tcheles for a beggar of Pishtim. It's a little mud. In other words, Lemaiti can't do it no matter what because of a Kalayim problem. but in the longest, what you theoretically could have used it, was let's say there was no way to Kalayim for some unimaginable reason, the car would have worked. This is the Tiv of the Chiddush. Aside from everything else, the Tiv against the Mefarish Gemara, they just conceded himself. The Gemara is Mefarish and Al-Daf, Lamed Ches Samad Aleph. That's you're talking about the possibility of tchelas without love. Says in the Tiv, yes, the Mefurash Gemara against me. Because you can talk about tchelas without love. But, he says, that Gemara goes according to Rashi and Tosfos. And I'm talking according to the Rambam. Wait a second. Hold on, wait a second. There's the Gemara, Gashkin Tyson, what Ramba? So the Netziv explained, that the Machloikas HaTanoim, the end of the Tyson, they talk about a Machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara goes according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai holds it 4 and 4. That's how Rashi tells us, Paschal HaLacha. But according to the Rambam, we Paschal like Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Hillel, Tchelas is only one chut. One means 1 out of 8. Right, 1 out of 4. So it's a machlokes between the Sifri and Parshas Kitete and Parshas Shlach. Different Tanoim. This is the Tiv specialty. It goes back to the Midrashi Halacha. It's a machlokes. This whole issue is a big machlokes. Rambam Paschal that one way, and Rashi tells Paschal another way. That's kind of his whole interpretation. Amazing. Yes. Yeah. No, there are 8 strings. 4 times 2 is 8. Pull out your tips and you'll see the 8 strings are hanging down. I hope. Good question. Do I have the string? Good question. Good answer. Do I have the string? Okay, I want you to look up the Sifri if you have a chance. It's an interesting question, whether it's correct or not. For your information. Yeah. Let's now go back to the Tosfos, the big Tosfos here. Hatzchelus. Can't learn every single line. There's an interesting issue which comes up in the middle of the Tosfos, which talks about putting in extra string. Umiyesh litcho, something about the 10th narrow line. Afa gav the vishnei chute love and ikam mitzvah, maybe it's enough to have two, but kiro mitzvei lek isekalayim. Days and motzvah of a mitzvah, the gdil shnayim gdilim arbor, the hashim inei shnayim love and shnayim tchelis, lav lemute tzvei kotzi. If I'm a arve nachal, then took it this year. You can put in more than two. From 68. The Rambam is committing lulav, the matchim, 68. Pretty expensive habit, but anyway, so they didn't only limit themselves to two hour others. You don't limit yourself to a certain number of white strings. Oh, Frank the Karanaira, Mayor de Gakasha. In Sukkah, the only potential problem is what? What? Baltos. So the answer is Baltos, it says a fairish number. It says, you know, a certain number, so you can't add to the number. But if it just says Arve, which is plural, Miyot Rav Mishnayim, but as many as you put in, it's all still called Arve. But when it comes to Tzitzit, forget about the Baal Tosef problem. It needs a Kalayim. And since when do you say, Etzad Dochel also say, more than the bare minimum? So Chai Yushalmi Fakert? The Yushalmi talks about Etzad Dochel also say, by Matzah with Chodesh, as a famous Zera exercise, Rishon of the Kedah Sheni. You see that you don't just go on and on forever in a say dochalos, let's say. What'd you say?
Say.
So the Karen Org has an interesting answer. He says, depends on b'vas achas or b'zeh achazeh. As in the case of the tzitzis, you're putting on a garment which has extra strings which would make kalayim, but as all those strings are included in the mitzvah, you know they go beyond the minimum shear, you say, say the chalos, say. It's only in the case of a second kezayis, which is eaten presumably sometime after the first kezayis, we would not apply the principle of a say the chalos, say. Interestingly, it's according to the shayach, the whole pilpul, not for now, if I'm eating in one big shot more than a kezayis, then we would say a say the chalos, say. What are you going to promise me? Yeshua Tamtem. I will make you just one reference. You look in the Nativ himself says this. Well, since we're talking about the Nativ in other areas, eating kazayas matzah, the Ram's lashon is mishaochel kazayas yotzah. So the Nativ says if you eat more than a kazayas, it's also a mitzvah. You look at the stifler and brachos. I don't know if you have it over here. He has a long piece about this, but with same as the Nativ, he has some details. What's considered to be the vatachas? What bezeach has that? We may have it in some of the likutos from. If you look it up, And that's not peace. He has to go into some detail about this Likuda. Fine. Now Tosef comes up with another interesting possibility. Because of what's considered about Tosef and what's not considered about Tosef. Further on in this big Tosef. The problem is the Gemara has in Sanhedrin. It's the first medium-sized line. Mashad and Hosef Chutin Mekirach Echad Posel. Posel Gavizok and Mamre. Sounds like there is an Easter of Baltosir. So they're stuck. Here they want to say there's no Baltosir. There they say there is Baltosir. How do you get out of this one? Is there a way out of this one? Is there a way? The toast is an interesting suggestion. The Shema, this is about the sixth wide, very wide line. That's the Gemara of Mem Beis. But beyond that, if you up till double is not about those. Beyond double is not those. Why should it be with Torah time? Why should it be based upon Sukkot? This is Tosef's Shara, how to solve all the Sukkot in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, however, disagrees. We open the Shulchan Aruch, the Simin, Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beit. Yeah. Based on Terim Sukkot. Simin Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beit, the Mechaber says, Minyan Chutei Atzitzios B'cholkonav Arbo Kfulim, Shem Shmona, V'im Hosif Posel. Period. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tanach, should recover from Baal Tosef. Not if you go more than double, even one extra Baal Tosef. V'agro b'biyurav iskim v'halochas v'shidas ha'itur, according to Beis Yosef. Shetzova de'ein v'zeh v'shun Baal Tosef. V'chi paslina b'gemora v'zeh dafka k'shahosef min acher la'achutin. K'on chutei kanvas o tzemer gefen. Avav also amin makshirina na'afilu l'chatzchila l'hosef kama sheyot, kama sherotzeh. And the Malbim called Old Kama Gadoli Mishonim Shusofim Kei. How do you like that? So the three sheetahs. First it says, up till double is okay. More than that, not okay. The Rashba, according to the Mechaber, says even one X is no good. And the Gra, according to the Ether, says the man can put as many as he wants in the same min, like Aravis. 68 Aravis. 68 Chutim. They all have to be the same min. Three sheetahs. Fine. Okay. What did Rashi say? Go back to the Rashi. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Again. Min Konov. Yes, ma'am. Talk about different min. Maybe. That's what they had. I saw it in the raw corner from the Bali. Also in the base good. Okay. What the first Rashi said? Min konav hainu lovan derol palito shel pishnim hain ulivanos. So again, love does not mean white. It means min abeged. Min abeged. And if all the strings are from blue wool and the garment is made from linen or from cotton, go to the Doraisa, quote the Rebbe and Ayote. Because you need lovan. But if you have a woolen garment, you put two blue and two, and you put all the strings are blue. Everything is a woolen garment with eight blue strings. You'd be out to the car. Just because it's blue, that's not make it worse. I just want to explain. I think it's a push-up shot. Okay, we finished the first shtickle in the Gemara. Does the Gemara as follows? The lame of the local Rebbe. Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav Yudah, Fila Tehme Rebbe. O Nitzchel ala Kadeim, o la Haktim. Titanya mitzvah la Haktim, love on the Tchelet. Tim Hiktim Tchelet, love on the Yotta. Ela Shachitza mitzvah. My Chitza mitzvah, Ilaim, o Chitza mitzvah, love on the Kiyah mitzvah, the Tchelet. Le Rebbe, Yikuvah Makveh Adadi. Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, Shachitza mitzvah, mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. U'maisi, maichi sa mitzvah, lo'ovet mitzvah min ha-mufkar. Okay? Sure. Karen, all right, that the Rambam left this thing out. I know you have an English script, but I'm telling you. The Rambam left this thing out. Never said anywhere that you have to put the loving in before the chel. So you'll tell me, fine. I feel it came a Rebbe. It goes only according to Rebbe. We pass the Rabbanan. Name. The Karen Ora found it so Sefta in Menachem. I couldn't even find it in my book. We'll get to that. I'm aware of that. Right, we'll get to that. So take a look over here, Abosai, in the Shita Mekubetis, which is Cotton Gimel, Mitzvah Lahaktim Lovon Lathchelet Strish, HaKotchus Litzchov HaLovon B'Knaf Tchila. You have to stick the, you have to push the white string into the hole before you push the blue string in. Alone here? The Baha Maichavi Vusa the Mitzvah Ika. What is this? Doesn't make sense. Yes, Loma the mitzvah lahaktem chulya shalavan the chulya shalcheres. I mean, the command, maskul b'shalavan and sayim b'shalavan. Oh, that's what Eitan said. That this gemara is the same as the gemara later on Lama Testament, and also at the bottom. Kanach shu maskul b'shalavan, b'konach min konach. Yeah, but the Karen Or is assuming, wait a minute. We already have that right in Lama Testament now. Repeat itself twice. A Mishpat also held like the Shita Mekubetis and like Eitan. It's all the same thing. That the Braisa and Amitess and the Braisa and Amitess are the same thing in different worlds. Different words. But the Karen Oris, that can't be. Has to be a different kind of a din. A different din. I was thinking, of a Teret Shita Harambam, they left it out, assuming they left it out as the Karen Oris, based upon the Nitziv. Namely, that the Gemara, as the Nitziv pointed out, goes according to the sheet of 4 and 4. So if it's 4 and 4, does it say that? Gotta first put in the two white ones, and put in it, and put in the stick in the two blue ones. But according to the Rambam Lahalacha, what? What? You never have to stick in the blue. At all, ever. Blue's only a half of one. See, you can't say there's a say that put in this one before this one. There's no dinner p'chivas p'chelet to begin with. So Mela, he left it out. That's what I wanted to suggest. If the Nativ is right, in the Talmud Aleph, you have via this kasha of the Karen Orah as well. Interestingly, the Rambam in two places, in the Sefer Mitzvot, and also the Chassidus. I'm going to start with the Chassidus, and then we'll go to Sefer Mitzvot. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, because it's follow. Hatzchelet eina makif. No. Halacha hey, excuse me. Af al pi shein echad mehem akav et chaveru v'enan shtei mitzis el mitzis asei echad. Amru chachamim arishon at the mechilta v'hoi alacha mitzis melame shneya mitzvah achad. The Rambam is always counting 630 mitzvot. That's his whole thing over here. And he wants to know we should count it as two separate mitzvot. Two mitzvot. Why is the two mitzvot bothering him? Why isn't it tefillin? Tefillin is two mitzvot. So in the, here he doesn't give the concept of tefillin explicitly, but in the Sefer Mitzvot, in Shoresh, Yud Aleph, he spells it out explicitly. Why is tzitzis different than tefillin? Tefillin counts as two separate mitzvot, and tzitzis is only one mitzvah. Why should that be? Kineyaya efshalon aloma shalavan etcheles yim yimanu shtei mitzvahs. Lulei mashem atzonon lehem v'loshen mevuvim mechilti rabbi Shmuel. Yoch mashem shtei mitzvahs. Mitzvahs tcheles mitzvahs lava. Tam aloma. Oya lechem v'tzitzis mitzvahs mitzvah achasi. Ve'enon shtei mitzvahs. Very nice. Very nice. But, ooh. But what's it all about? Why should it be so? Why should it be so? So at the end of the Shoresh test, Rambam speaks about this in here as well. Ramban and the Shoresh test. Excuse me. Ramban talks and then the Shoresh test. He counts children as two and sitters as one. Why? If anything, children is more one than sitters is. Because basically, children say the same thing. The same parashas in both. Where sitters are two completely separate things, white and blue. Ula yiton arav shez en maise echad levitsh ez atchelet v'lovan v'gechad v'ad filin shnei maisem. It's wrong. Hayumon akrish mashachas v'arvetz mitzvachas. The Ramban is going at the end of Sefer Shoresh to try to check with the Ramban what counts as one mitzvah and what counts as two mitzvahs. The Chor, according to the Tziv, there's no problem to begin with. There's only one mitzvah. The mitzvah is love him. Cheder is just, how should I say it? Forgive the expression. Icing on the cake. There's only one mitzvah, the cake. That's love him. Cheder is just a wraparound. It's not that they even Stephen the way Rashi tells the Lomshah. If the Stephen is right, they'll never push it. And there should be only one mitzvah. Is that shot in the Mechilta? I wouldn't have said it on my own. I guess, I don't know. How's it possible to say it every day twice? How's it possible to say it? How's it go? Rabbi Elvin and someone from Sulam Tzitzis, I can't have a game with the rose. That's the mitzvah. Then it's that's the cake. Then the icing. When not snow, I'll Tzitzis, I can't have Sulam Tzitzis. That's just icing. So you might have thought that's a separate mitzvah. The icing could also be a mitzvah. No! We all have a Tzitzis. Really only one mitzvah, the original one. The love. That's how the Tzitzis I'm shot in the Rambam and shot in the Mechilta. A different approach. So were you? Okay. Yes. What did you say? Two mitzvahs to pray to Shalom. Now we're really in trouble. Two mitzvahs you count, but here you count only as one. Let's open up the Kriyas Mishnah, step by step. Give it a sec. Face the music. Okay, I didn't notice it. Didn't look it up. Mitzvah, this is kolel shtei mitzvah ha'echon shi yutziyos ha b'ksot ha'chon. Lovan. Mitzvah ha'shenis, chel. Eino nimtzi b'yadeinu, hayom. Yet the Rambam didn't even have chel. Back to Rambam. This is in the Mediterranean countries. Didn't have chel. We'll get to that later. Okay. That's it. I don't know if it's anymore. I don't know. It's part of the same. It's the Kapach edition to it. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. Rabbi Side. We mentioned before that in Mishpat learns Chadas Eitan did that when it says Mitzvah Lahakim, it really means that you just have to start wrapping the chuliyas with white. That's the Gemara Flamma test enough. Shumaskil Maskil Belovon. Okay? It's one bright, it's one din. The Brit Gerov, in his Sefer HaMenachos, also learns this way. You have to be careful, there's two different Maduras here. I'll give you a page number, if you want to look it up, you can find it. This is Page Mem Hei. Page Mem Hei. In the Brit Gerov, it's Chelek Aleph, in his Shas, it's in the Sefer HaMenachos. He learns the same way. And how do you derive it? Right, how do you derive it? Hakonaf min konaf, Mefurisha Gemara, on the Flavitas Summit Aleph, and the Rambam quotes the Perek Aleph, you said correctly, Eitan Halacha Zayin. Fine. Mefurish. But what kind of din is this? What kind of din is it you have to put the white first? So Rashi says, min konos, tchila, v'chakach psil tchelis. That's the thing over here. Okay. What about the Gemara back on Lamed Ches, Lamed Aleph, according to Rashi? You have to put the white string in first. So the briskavar is a typical briskavar. Completely different kind of a din. According to Rashi, let me read you the briskavar straight. Okay, even though it's not his words, it's written by a Talmud, but it's worth reading anyway. Okay? This is Paragraph V. Mitzvah la'achtam lavan l'tchelet. So niktam tchelet lavan yata ela shechisa mitzvah. Ma'i chisa mitzvah? Vilei ma'i chisa mitzvah the lavan. So ki mitzvah tchelet. Rabbi Yikuvah ma'akvi adadi. Fine. Look in tight. Ayin shem betayt. Shikshu. The other rabba. Mitzvah lavan kiyem u tchelet chisa. Tari ha'tchelet ota shalok kalocha shekdima. I'm supposed to do things in the following order, A and then B. And I instead I did B and then A. So which one has the chasar? B! B is supposed to come after A. And here it's backwards. Mamish backwards. Why chisa lovin? Lovin came second. Lovin is in the wrong order. Zok briska rav azay. V'nira de kol akushu rak l'shidas tosas Rashi. The din lahaktim u'din b'seder ha'asiyah. The boy l'charbon b'beged ha'lovan kodam ha'tchelis. The v'shina ha'seder ha'vi ha'psul b'asiyah satitis. The re ha'siyah satitis dino hu. The din ha'zah. That's something he has to have satitis, he has to put him on. No, how do you know? The apostle tassav l'oman also. Because Gamken didn't say that b'maisi ha'siyah the titis. So it's a good kasha against Shinu's Rashi Vitaisis. The Tchelas should have come second and came first, and the Tchelas is missing, so not the Lovan. Ochein barambam avuar. The boy lahakdim Lovan the Tchelas. Doesn't mean the Tchiva, as we saw earlier. Rather, it means in the wrapping. And he gives a reason to say, Hakonaf min konaf. Vitzarech lasis min konaf tahainu Lovan. Samak lebeged. Quote the Rambam, quote, V'tzorach she samach lebeged mina. V'zeh din v'akricha de tzorach korach tchila chut shalavan. Should it be din ha-konav tzorach she samach lebeged min konav. V'ein deklal v'din seder ha-asiyo. Abo v'tchelet lekat klal din v'akricha yecha shetia. V'din is in the lavan. V'shem hoki shafir koma de kiyeh mitzis tchelet v'chitze mitzis lavan. Should the lo havi samach lekonav. Aber der Trainer soll ich bestaunen, wenn wir Samach la Beged Allah. Wir haben Samach la Beged Kosher. A whole different word. It's a din as we call a din in the Chepta. Not in the Seder Asiya. A din in the Chepta. They're talking about two different din. According to the Rashi, it's in the Tchiva, when you put it into the hole. Then the Seder Asiya. According to the Ein Mishpat and the Brisker Rav and Eitan, it's a din in the Gemara Lama Tatsana, it's a din in the Chepta. Not in a din in the Seder Asiya. I thought a brisker rav points out. Chori's right. Fine. The Karen Ora can't believe the pshat which you just saw in the Shita on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Cotton Gimel. He says, what's Tchiva? I never answered it. Who cares if I push in the white first or push in the blue first? That's a din in the mice I see it. That's not a tear. I, the brisker rav, has a din. Of Asiya. There's a din of Asiya did by the Kshira, claims the Karanoa. We tie it. But you just stick it through the hole, it's nothing. It's just a prep. You can't tie it before you stick it through. But the putting in is nothing. So asks the Karanoa. So far the answer is that he's wrong. You take a look at the example in the Mishnah Brura. In Simon Yud Dalit, Siv Beis, Zibra Amaskalo. Italy is strong, sits beggar below Tavona. So it's a machloikas, whether it's good or no good. Lo yivarechala. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, afilum lohoya rak atzliya shelo v'kavona. Yes! L'chora yamokam loma d'davkim osa kesher. That's the eager of the kesher, but before the kesher is nothing. But the maskana is not that way.
Maskonat ha-biolach is no. Ha-tchiva le-bekonat levad gam kebi ha-shel ishmo, according to certain shittas in Rishonim. And it's enough for the Tosfos and enough for the Membeis and Membeis. Dibra ha-maskul ha-kotzim, if you look there. I don't care about it, it didn't look there. The Chorah, the Biolach is found enough in the Tosfos. Ha-kotzim. But it seems to say that the Tliya itself, we should divine in Tliya Lishma, not just Kshira Lishma. So may the Karen all have Tashas, no Tash. Okay. Now let's turn to the Gemara and Aflam with Chesem Adbeid, a little further. Avaita, come on. Chotein ech lovan deyna makam vashat chet. Chetas deyna makam vashat lovan. Mahi? Mahi? Omar Rami Bachom, Olo Nitzcha, Latala Shekula Tcheles. What does that mean? Rashi. Tcheles en makam es alovan mahi, the mashmer hikdim lovan, u mahikuv ikul amemar. If you say before, that mitzvah means mitzvah lahakdim, so there's no parallelism for the second case. Lord says, Tala Shekula Tcheles. What does that mean? What does that mean? Tomorrow we'll do a whole discussion. And we'll explain that's how. Sadin v'titzit to mitzvah l'akdumei love and duration. My time ha'konaf min konaf. You gotta put the linen in first. The act of tchelet to love and less than dos. The whole pupil. What the order has to be is just kind of a circumstance. So once again, the Britska Rav says something over here. As follows. Gemara at the end, we'll come to this in a few minutes. The Gemara says, Onitzchol atal shetchol atchela to mitzvah lakdu mitchela bereshet, akonaf min konaf. V'yakdom lavan bereshet lesvam, amar ava, midi tziva kagarim. And then one goes on to the Gazumim, so we shall get to Mitzvah tomorrow. So what's Chatnit Sugya? The Brit Karav, the same piece, is as follows. Hine, Bishlev Lashita Sarambam, the boy is Shiei Samuch Lebeged Mimino. At the Gemara on Lamed Ches is the same as on Lamed Tes, which is talking about the fact that the thing closest to the garment has to be its minute type. So for our Gemara, the Beged Tcheles Koshiv Mino, Ritzorech la'asos ha'samach le'beged. So the garment of its chelos, you gotta put the blue wool string close to the garment. Aval l'rashi, the zeh din seder b'mayis ha'shiyas ha'tzitzis. V'akonav bo la'asos ha'konam ha'tcheles. V'zeh b'yir kod ha'konav, you gotta put it through the min ha'konav first. Imkei mayin ha'fgemina, eizet tseva tzavua ha'talas. What I have a mean that if it's blue color, they should put the blue first. If it's a cut up in color, then chesta. You might think, oh, this is blue, looks nice, pretty. So, should do it in that order. But according to Rashi, it's no matter which one you stick through the hole. What's the difference if the garment is painted blue? It's a completely irrelevant. My opinion is that seven civil atalas and become a gun beer akra that kind of koyal alovan. For a kak sip still the chelis. For a kak the kpira torah, the lovan called them its chelis. There are lokoi klalat. Talas ala talas. That's to see him in Konaf. Right, that Konaf, she just rashi betos us kora titis for titis that Konaf haim alav and yasa Konaf matchelis. My ask him in on day that seva avi atalas at Tzarek Iyin. The risk of the other thing that was having me at the beginning was, if the Gemara Lama Tchet is the same as Lama Tchet, the question is what is closer to the garment? You could think, all right, a blue garment should have a blue string next to it. Fine, I can understand how I mean. But according to the rashi, no matter which one you stick through the hole first, who cares what color the garment is? It says in the Pasuk and the Chumash, you got to put the Min HaKonaf in first and Tcheles in second. A Pele! That's the Briska Rav Kash. So, Rechi, what would Rashi say? I don't know. L'chol you have to answer. The Rashi will explain. It says Lovin first, right? Lovin means it's Min. the Havamina was that where does it say Lovan first when the beggar is not Chelis? Right? Remember, the average garment was not Chelis. The average garment was Pishlan. The average garment was made from linen. So then it says in Pasuk, in the case of the average garment made from linen, and the linen goes in first, and the Chelis goes in last. But if the garment is made in fact from Chelis, you would have to have Havamina put the Chelis in first. That's so terrible. Not so terrible. Kitzur. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. And it could sit as follows. If you have a chance to open up Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, is the Rambam sheet. Hala shikula adumo yeruko mishar tivonim yosa chute lovan shalom kain siv up. Im yeruko yerukin im aduma adumin. Whee! These freaky guys, and they walk around all kinds of colors. Psychedelic chalitza. They have psychedelic strings too. Quote to the Rambam. Frek the Ravid. Quote someone who has to clash. Read it to the Zivagorim. Someone has to get to my friend the Rambam. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, read it to the Zivagorim. That's the Ravid surprise. He springs to Rambam's defense. It's almost remarkable. Easy, Mishi, Hikshallah. Here's going on. I saw some of the cash against the Rambam, and I'm going to give a tarot. How do you like that? Balab Kushi. The Hossam, the Indian, Akdumi, Tchelis, the love of Kaporim. Then Roy, Sheyakdim, Tchelis, the love of Mishulat Seva. Afapisha, Talas, Kula, Tchelis. The Vare, Mitzvah, the Hakdim, love of Tchelis. Afapisha, Mino. The Torah, Omra, Tipis, Akkadah, Psil, Tchelis. La'olam ha-tchelet yavo al tzitzit ha-konof, as we said before. Kolom ha-sheh ha-tchelet achren bo. That's the Gemara says. U'mikol makom, tzorek sheyeh bo mimin tzeva ha-talas kadeh sheyeh mimin konof. And has to maybe even be the color too. Because all of the Gemara is referring to is the order in which it has to go. Midit tzivik ha-gorim. The order, it doesn't matter what color the garment is. The blue woolen string has to go there. The pasuk mefereshim chumash. But if you have a green garment, that has to be a green string. No Gemara against the Rambam, says the Ravid. There's no Gemara against the Rambam. The Kesef of Mishnah, the Rambam never said it. Of course, the Maribach who says, all the Rambam meant was that it's mutter to use that color. Also, chutei lovin shlokei tzivah. Mutter. Not that you should do it. Mutter. No. But, if the garment would be blue, it's usher to make the love on tchelis. Why? Because the tchelis has to be recognizable. You have to have one blue string wrapped around the eight white, the seven white ones. If you decide to dye the seven white ones blue, so the official blue one is not neat or it's not noticeable. But if you have, what color was today? That's not very appropriate that ain't the shear. What are the teams? Anybody know? Black, white, and blue. Not rubbish. Gewaldic. And the machlek is what tchelet means. Is it tchelet blue, light blue, is it almost black? So the color is not the same as the general specific. So it's hard to have all the colors, white, black, and blue. Mamash, I'm saying this is a shrach of purpose. So if you have, I don't know, some other year you had, I don't know, yellow, the yellow team. If they came, are the yellow team? Yeah, yellow. They have yellow. So according to the Rambam, you can make the strings yellow. You got the blue around the yellow? It's noticeable. If it's green, it's blue and green. Shiakam and Tchelis Akarsi. You can make any other color, but if it's blue and blue, you can't notice it's ever. That's the case of Mrs. Kornan and Mary Bach shot in the Rambam. In the Rambam. And the Karanora said it's a Dindar Raisa. The Nostra Tissa called a Psil Tchelis means the first ones were not Tchelis. Sure enough, Mr. Shulchan Aruch, when you write the book, you write whatever you give in your chat. So, if you also Kara wrote the book, according to his chat. Sim and Tess, please open up. You have a chance? Sim and Tess, Sif Hey. Sim and Tess, Sif Hey. Yesh Omim Shetorech Lassus HaTzitzis Mitzeva HaTalas V'Amedaktagim Noagim Kain. Well. I'll tell you, he originally learned with the Rambam, originally. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzitzis Vav. Mishum Zekei Livyan Veyu. Nah, Zekei Livyan Veyu. V'yesh mefarshim mishum divina v'zeh mimin ha'konov. And mimin ha'konov is not only the material it's made from, but even the color. Yes. What are you reading? Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph? Whoa. Let's take a look. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Take a look. No. Who are Nikra Lava and they should ain under Mitzuvah Nitzova? You're asking a kasha, you're bringing a riot to Mari Bach. Ain under Mitzuvah Nitzova, even if the garment is green. So also must mean if you want to, not that you really should. A good riot of her, no? He says, stop ain under Mitzuvah Nitzova, according to the Kesher Mishnah Pshat that he originally suggests. We are Mitzuvah Nitzova if the bound garment is made from green. There are more rights. Vashkenazim ain't noag in lasta titus rak levonim after the garden through him. V'ein l'shana. No chochel. We only use white. Doesn't tell you why. Doesn't say a word. So, the best way out of this problem is to cut into the Zayim Mishnah Berurah. Yikom akom roi le medaktek lasta zdavka dalas kankvis o talas cotton lovan kdeh shiyye yotze yedei akol. The Rabotai, the last of the drachah applies. We should follow his way with a white talis. For this reason, I'm opposed to the psychedelic talis. You know what I'm talking about? In a certain they walk in there with all the mini color wars talis with every color in the world. Why did they do these Ram Chadashim for? They wanted to say, Zakeli Van Vayu. I make a beautiful Noi Mitzvah, gorgeous. Yeah, but he ran into a lot of problems. That's not the kind of Noi Mitzvah we're looking for. Let's just stick to the white talent. Aye, the racing stripes. Racing stripes, what? Oh, Mr. Brewer says, Umash is Sfata, Begat, Cain, Scalus, the Talis, and Shalom, that's supposed to be Cain, Scalus. What color is yours? Black, no? You see the rise of the black team. Yeah? But the Ika, Begat, Azlina. Aslina, we found it with the Iker bag, which is white. Somehow blue. You have to figure out if they actually have a lighter blue on the racing stripes. The question I collect is what Kevin is. For those of you who don't have Kevin, they have Alma. We'll get to Kevin, but not yet today. Mitchum tomorrow, what's the matter? Who does? Who's the guy to have it? I don't know. Up to me, I wouldn't have it at all. The Yekis and Yom Naroyan, they wear pure white. Pure white, not like... Malachi Asher, I have white. Someone told me they once looked at the Broyers and Yom Kippur, and they saw everyone was wearing a white yarmulke, completely white, big white yarmulke, and totally white talisman, white tie, white shirt. They thought they were in Olam Haba. They thought they were just like, you know, passed on and they were in another world. whatever. But all they get to be having racing stripes. I'm not sure where it comes from, but that's what it says. That's what they could say. Look, I have a chiddush. Those who think they have real talis, the only racing track. I wonder what kind of talis they use. Look, Ethan also. We'll stop now. Tomorrow is the sick of Gardumim, which is a little bit more halacha lemaisa. That was just sort of a little introduction to the Paragat talis. I hope that I'm not talking to you tomorrow.